It's Friday, folks. The end to another long week. This is Dave Bauer, Marketing Analyst for Provimi. And before we start the weekend, I'll recap some pork industry and market highlights, and I'll also list some of the things to think about as we prepare for next week. The days are filled with headlines and statistics that boggle the mind. We've gone from record employment to record unemployment in 3 months. And maybe that's a stretch, but one thing is certain. Whoever employs people to perform case studies, in the future, those employers will create some pretty strong hiring efforts, as with all the crazy market and societal scenarios that we're seeing today, case studies for high school teachers and college professors to use with their students will last for years to come. Here's a headline. The eating and drinking industry lost more than 3 decades of jobs in the last 2 months. These are the food and beverage places, where we're known on a first-name basis, and also is the primary segment of the total food service business. Through March and April, 6 million employees were displaced in this industry, and 90% of those layoffs were in the month of April. Those 6 million jobs represent almost 3 times that of any other segment of the restaurant and food service industry. And for even more perspective, those 6 million workers were half of the 12 million that held those jobs back in February. Speaking of the value we put on employees that feed the needs of this consumer-driven society, I'd say we all have come to realize just how important those employees are that keep chain lines running in our packing plants. Although these pictures are likely used more for shock and awe, a day doesn't pass without seeing pictures of empty meat shelves. And yes, to contradict what I said 30 days ago, this is a supply problem. But it's happening at the same time of surplus deliverable supplies coming from the producer. So you get the picture. There's a supply chain disruption that creates this supply problem. And if this week is any indication, pork packing plants have made great strides in increasing chain speeds, and this is likely a clear indication that plant management is making the right moves to ensure worker safety and their confidence in the plant environment. With early estimates for a 239,000-head Saturday kill, weekly harvest is projected over 2 million head for the first time in 5 weeks. This would be a 17% increase over last week and a 24% drop from last year, lifting weekly harvest now to sit approximately 25% under those near 2.8 million head kills from late March. But even with these gains in slaughter, the backlog of hogs is still growing. Based on simple calculation of the difference in actual harvest versus that was estimated in the March H&P report, we are backing up over 500,000 hogs per week. And this has accumulated into a buildup of 2.5 million hogs. And although many of those hogs may have never reached this point, this is a surplus that can never be caught up. Thus, we continue to see a collaborative effort across the country to help in those reduction efforts. Thanks to all those involved in working to help in these difficult times. And on the topic of forward profitability, we can argue profitability all we want, but on average, if only 75% of the hogs are getting processed, the loss on the other 25% make it hard to swallow talk about profitability. The range in profitability that I can calculate is close to $100 a head, from those receiving negotiated prices of 35 cents a pound and those being paid on a percentage of the cutout, which is up 133% in 30 days. The disparity in profitability is confusing. And what should you be thinking about for next week? Our Provimi nutrition teams continue to work diligently with our customers to implement their customized plans to manage supply. If you need help in working through this, reach out for help. This industry has many great people that are ready to help you. Lean on your trusted advisors to help you think through the best scenarios for your system. And simply put, be proactive in your efforts. Don't be forced to be reactive. These are unusual times, and it will pay dividends to be well prepared. At Provimi, we strive to give you the information you need to run a more precise pork system. So if you have questions on this week's recap, or if you want to receive a copy of my free estimated daily packer run rates, reach out to me by clicking on the Ask Dave button on your Feedstuffs Precision Pork Podcast landing page. Thanks for listening, and make sure you plan today for tomorrow's success.